That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I've got to read this headline just because I want to say it out loud. Libido-boosting sea turd could hold the secret to fighting cancer.
Sea turd? This thing's terrible. I saw it. Yeah.
Well, the turd looks like it's in quotes. So basically, it looks like a turd, but it's not a turd, is it? Yeah. Scientists in the Philippines have found a powerful weapon in an ongoing battle against cancer. A sea cucumber looks like a turd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It looks absolutely disgusting.
I know it does, yeah.
Well, if you had to eat that, though, to not have cancer, I think you would.
In a heartbeat.
You'd be like, whoa.
You candy boys look like turds, you know.
It looks like the inside of an Almond Joy.
All right. We got a guest. Yeah, let me sit down. Tell them we're live. Hi, Dale. All right. Dale Jones with us, getting relaxed, getting settled in. Yeah, he's the funny bone tonight and tomorrow night.
Getting the headphones on. Mm-hmm. I'll fluff the seat for you a little bit.
Did you fluff it?
Make it nice and comfortable.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I sat in it and warmed it up for you a little bit.
It does feel warm. How's it going?
Good. Colleen's here, too. Hi, Dale. Hey, Colleen.
Good to see you guys.
Good to see you. All right. Colleen apparently does Pilates 8,000 days in a row. What was that record you did, man? That was cool.
750 classes.
Oh, yeah. Pilates.
Over the course of how many years?
Well, that was 8,000 days in a row.
No, 750. No,
by the way, what is 8,000 days? How many is that?
Oh, just over 7,000.
Somebody divides
8,000 days is about 25 years.
Okay, that's about
you're on acid, that's 4 minutes.
For me, it was 3.5, and I would have been able to do... You know, it would have been a shorter time frame, but I had to give up Fridays to come and hang out with you guys sometime.
So that's right.
Or I go backwards in Pilates.
They don't have an afternoon class? I mean, come on.
Oh, how many times a week do you do that?
Four.
Yeah.
I'd like to do it five.
That's why she looks so damn good, man. She
does. Now, is Pilates like, is that like yoga? Or what is it? It's a yoga times 20, right?
I think it's a little bit more.
Isn't there a machine?
It's a cousin of yoga, isn't it?
Do you do the Pilates with the machine?
Yes.
Oh, you do? Okay.
But also with TRX. I mean, you're not just on the machine all the time.
Do any dudes do that? That's a chick thing, isn't it?
No, I take a Pilates class.
Yeah, it goes.
No, that's it. Once again, any dudes do that.
But it's not a machine. And it's really core-centric, at least the class I take.
Yeah. We've got some weird guys that take the class that I'm in.
Thank you. Weird guys, right, exactly.
I'm the only guy in class, usually.
There's some husband and wife teams, but...
Yeah. You're the weird
guy
in Pilates
class. Anyway,
I love
it. I love Club Pilates is the best.
You do Pilates, Dale?
Me? I think I have that game on Xbox. Pilates Theft Auto.
A little more your speed.
That is my speed. That is my speed.
You appear to be in fairly decent condition. Do you do anything?
I do 30 push-ups a day, and that's the most I can do. And
that's cool.
Yeah. So
that's cool,
I don't know. It seems to work
all
for me.
All at once or like, you know, five here, six there?
Right.
Just over 1 hour?
I do 2 in the morning. And then I play Pilates on Xbox. Then I pass out.
Pace
3.
Yourself, man.
Yeah,
just pace yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. I do pace
30.
Myself.
30. That's good, man.
I do my 30.
I know a guy does that,
And then my face
is it
all
right
red.
In the morning? Is it get up, bang, do it in the morning, and get out of the way?
Sometimes it's like after work and it'll be midnight. So. Or 11:59, I go, I got to crank these out. I'm not. I'm not health conscious.
No,
I just have really high metabolism. I'm not my.
That's good. You're lucky that way.
Yeah, my heart's gonna blow out of my chest when I'm 60. I can't wait.
In fact,
it's been beating like a hammer. Just wham, wham, wham.
Yeah. Do you have any history of bed? Is your dad still with us?
No. Dad, he moved.
Is that what we call it now? He moved.
That's what we call it. But we had a funeral anyway. We just did it because we knew he wasn't coming back. And I threw some cigarette ashes in an urn and I looked at it.
Did he die young or did he? Young?
He 63, cancer.
Okay, that's pretty young, man.
Yeah. So all my family is heart attacks and cancer. So this is good comedy fodder. On both sides of the family, my grandpa died getting the mail, but he was on his second marriage, and I think he just wanted to go. He's like, flags up, I'm out.
And he steps in front of the mail truck?
Yeah, exactly. I think that was it. We called it getting the mail.
There's a clip running from Birbiglia's new special about that. He says, it's Friends on the Reels, and he says his grandfather, he's at his doctor, and he says, any history? And he goes, my grandfather had a heart attack at 56, and my dad had a heart attack at 56. And Birbiglia is a great storyteller, obviously. And he goes, so I'm setting that whole year aside because he's not 56 yet. It's a funny bit, man.
My calendar's full.
He said, I'm setting the whole year aside. He's getting an Airbnb by the hospital for the whole year, he said. That's what he's going to do.
That's hilarious.
Well, you can outlive your parents. A lot of us do, you know.
I'll be all right.
I outlived my mom. You know, she passed away pretty young of cancer, you know. It's weird, though, when you outlive them. I shouldn't say we all out. We're lucky if you want to outlive them. I mean, outlive the age they were, I should say.
That's what I meant. Yeah, my mom lives with me. I moved her
in.
Yeah, when we bought the house in 2019, and she'd been by herself for 13 years, so we asked her if she wanted to live with us, and that was probably not the best choice.
Any other relatives that thanked your brother and sister to thank you for that?
No, me and my sister don't talk, so that didn't happen. So... I'm sorry I brought so much positivity this morning.
No.
You like actually bringing the show up.
We like to dig. Everybody's got their issues. What's wrong with you and your sister, man?
She's the spawn of Satan.
You're the nice guy.
I'm the nice guy.
I can't see you being the bad guy in that relationship.
Right? Yeah. So I don't know. Me and her sit in a room for about 5 minutes, and then I have to go over if I want to, you know, sit in an electric chair. I'll leave the room.
What's the age difference between your sister?
She's 5 years older than me.
All right. Oh. But you do interact on occasion?
In screaming, yes.
Okay.
Man. Wow.
She's a lawyer and I'm a comic, so you know that's not going to stop. You know, she wants to argue everything, and I want to flip it into a punchline, and then she loses her mind. So
it's just a battle to get the last laugh, line.
Exactly.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car-selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But if she comes to visit her mom, the mom's at your house now. So how's that get?
Actually, her mom, that's the reason we kind of totally shut down. She told mom that she triggered her PTSD. And I said, I didn't know you was in the war when you were five. Yeah.
Let's call her.
We should call her up.
Sounds like it'd be a fast conversation. Yeah.
Click. So I just through therapy and stuff, I got to love her from a distance. So that's what I do. I just stay out of the way, and her mom have a great relationship, and they do their thing, and I just stay out of the way.
I was just reading about that today. There was a list of things there. I don't know if he has it there or not, but one of the things a list stuff about what you should do in life, and one of them is even if toxic people are around you, friends or family, it doesn't mean you have to be around them.
No,
if you find them, I mean you. You know they exist, but you don't have to be there because of the history. between you two.
Right.
If somebody's toxic, yeah.
Yeah, I want to have a great life. I just can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
He's not around me.
Yeah, exactly. So,
are you Uncle Dale to anybody?
Yes, her niece and nephew, her ex-husband. I get along with all of them.
Okay, all right.
So, yeah.
So she's the problem.
I don't know.
Obviously.
Maybe I'm the problem. I don't know. I'm not totally certain. I just don't know.
Well, it sounds like you and the ex-husband both have a similar viewpoint.
Well, that's why he's an ex. I try to get along with everybody. I hadn't seen my ex-wife. She's a comic. I hadn't seen her in 8 years, and we ended up working on a cruise ship together about 3 years ago, and the dadgum ship caught on fire. So that maybe I shouldn't be around people I had relationships with.
Did you set the fire?
No, it just caught on fire.
Oh, yeah. You told us about this. Yeah, I think we talked to you right after that happened.
The day Freedom caught fire?
Did that end the cruise?
For 3 days, 4 days. Yes, it did. It did. We were at dock.
Was she remarried at the time?
No. No.
Okay. No spark left there?
No. I got my Cuban princess. I'm anywhere.
I know you're happy with your wife, but yeah. Your wife wasn't jealous you're on a cruise ship with your ex-wife?
No, she was talking me through it like therapy. She's like, all right. I go, what do I say to her? Well, don't open with a joke. Well, then I can't talk.
Yeah. But your ex is a comedian. Has his ex ever been here, Colleen?
I don't think so.
No, she's mostly ships.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. No, I was going to open with how's the house.
you didn't have any kids with your ex, right?
No, I didn't have any kids at all. I adopted my wife's kids, but they're adults. So
you did adopt them as adults?
Yes, I did.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So that's the best way to do it. You're not responsible for anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no tax benefits.
Potty training was weird.
They take your name and everything?
They did take my name. They
really?
Did. But it's Jones. I mean, you could flip. They could look in a phone book and go, that's not Dale. It's Tom Jones. That's who we're going with. But, they did. And then my son had a baby. So I got a 2-year-old granddaughter, and she's going to be a Jones. And,
oh, congratulations.
Or is a Jones.
That's wild. So basically, you just co-opted all made them all Joneses. Right.
That was just a fancy stage name.
Right. Right. Because Dale Jones, that's the most glitzy stage name ever.
Pretty.
I don't know. We got a guy named Nick Allen on the show. Right. Yeah. That's about the same, man. Those stage names you guys use. Yeah. Nick Allen and
we
Dale
need something
Jones.
With more
yeah, it makes
pop.
It hard to get, you know, social media handles.
Yeah,
that's
who had
true.
Dale who had DaleJones.com, or do you have that?
That's all right. Here we go. That's a one-armed juggler out of St. Louis.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Dale Jones.
And he won't sell it to you? Or you
no,
won't pay for
he's,
it?
No, he's, I don't know.
He's in show business. He wants to keep it, right?
Exactly. Of course. Yeah. He's very talented.
What about the Twitter who has at Dale Jones? Do you have that?
I don't know. No. Yeah. I got Dale Jones comic.
Okay. All right.
There's a football player named Dale Jones, too, or we used to be.
What's your website, then?
It's DaleJonesComic.com.
Okay, got it. You got that.
And Dale
another
Jones.
Guy's a one-armed.
Yeah.
It'd be great if you're just, he showed up at the funny bone. People go out there. And
I wanted to do.
Right? You should have him open for you, man.
Years ago, I did a show, and they put up the wrong promo. So they got him on a unicycle with a watermelon and a stick of dynamite or whatever he does. The guy's brilliant. I'm not dissing it at all.
Oh, he's good, then. Okay.
He's brilliant. He does all sorts of stuff. He's been on Oprah and everything.
And would you believe that the guy who has Dale Jones on Twitter lives in this town?
Really?
He's just
at Dale Jones?
At Dale Jones, a retired, it says, newspaper man signed off on a 40-plus year career.
All
so
right.
Somebody used to be a newspaper reporter.
Elk Horn, right. Nebraska.
Now I got to call that guy.
He could be listening right now.
So the poster had this guy?
Yes, and then they introduced me as a juggler. I don't know why the MC introduced me that way, and I walked on stage, and I just looked at both my hands, and I go, I'm healed, and I just started my act. I didn't know what else to do.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, and the crowd, yeah.
I like that.
I don't know.
I like that.
I was reaching.
I like that.
I didn't know.
Oh, that works.
And the crowd's like, okay, he's a moron. Let's do this.
Your sister wouldn't like that joke, though, I'm sure.
I'm sure she would.
Does sister ever see you do comedy? Sister ever see your comedy? Back when
yes, you she does. Oh, and she's she's very nice about my comedy. She's very supportive.
All right.
Yeah.
Hate the dig there.
No, you don't.
But we got another hour and a half, so strap
you're
in.
You're right. I don't. Dale Jones with us. Colleen's with us. Dale's
Friday.
The Funny Bone. One show tonight, two tomorrow night.
That's correct.
Yes.
Dale is one of the best. He really is.
Omaha.funnybone.com.
And the guy, don't that guy's Twitter. Don't get a hold of that guy.
Right. Yeah. Not nearly as funny.
He'll be like, what?
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.